Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is one of those times during the week when I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my own, just the two of us. It's just you and me. And today I want to talk about something that I've talked about it in the past a little bit. But I brought this topic to light before, but I want to reframe it a little bit today. And I want to start out by asking you if you know what some businesses have in common with supersonic transportation. Well, let me explain that by telling you a story. In 1956, the Supersonic Transport Aircraft Committee met in England to discuss building a supersonic airliner in a partnership with British Aircraft and some engine manufacturers like Rolls-Royce and some of those companies. And of course, plus the government. The committee, the British Aircraft and engine manufacturers and the government, those all got together and decided, let's talk about building a supersonic airliner. Well, they started the project and they named it Concorde. And everything moved forward, and a few years later, in 1962, France joined the group. So now it's the British government, the French government, and a bunch of manufacturers on both sides and both countries, right? So when the wheels came up on the first Concorde commercial flight, you know what those look like, right? Like bullets look like an arrow, right? When the wheels came up on the first Concorde commercial flight in January of 1976, I remember it. The enterprise that they'd created was already plagued by prohibitive cost overruns. So by the last Concorde flight in 2003, the Anglo-French financial misadventure that was Concorde, the misadventure had become legendary. The good news is this story produced a handy term that covers valuable business lessons. Evolutionary biologists have since coined the term Concorde fallacy as a metaphor for when animals or humans defend an investment of time and resources. Could be a policy, a product, a business, or a nest. In the case of the animals, could be a nest that they've created. When the defense of that business or that nest, when the defense costs more than abandoning it and starting over in another direction. 4 centuries before Concorde, in part one of Henry IV, it turns out that Shakespeare's Falstaff proposed a handy bit of wisdom for when we find ourselves with a rude decision ahead of us about something in which we're heavily invested financially and or emotionally. Falstaff said, "The better part of valor is discretion." So here are two lessons associated with the Concorde fallacy. First, and by the way, the first one is technical, and the second one is biblical. First, the sunk cost lesson. When the financial viability of an enterprise is looking questionable going forward, any decision about its future should not be based on past investment of time or resources. Forget about what you've already got in it. If it's looking bad going forward, forget about what's behind you. The Concorde partners learned this lesson 27 years and a lot of money too late. Here's what sunk cost denial, it's the sunk cost lesson now. Here's what the sunk cost denial sounds like out here on Main Street. We've got too much invested to stop now. Or if we just work harder, maybe if we just work harder, this would work. Or here's another one. We just need more time. That's what it sounds like when you're experiencing sunk cost threat. That's what it sounds like. If a project, folks, has a subpar performance, if it's not working right now, pulling the plug must be one of your top two options. You've got to look at that seriously. You've got to take the sunk cost lesson. You got to pay attention to the Concord fallacy. Number two, the pride goeth before destruction lesson from Proverbs. Stakeholder emotional attachment to Concord. There's all those companies and countries, their attachment to Concord and sovereign pride of England and France caused their willing suspension of economic reason. That's right, their pride. In a small business, pride can be productive as a key component of tenacity, right? Without which, entrepreneurship cannot exist. But it can also become its own problem. Pride can become its own problem. Once upon a time, I was faced with a go, no-go decision I was very much invested in. And a wise mentor of mine posed a handy question to me that I've since termed the Concord question. He said to me, "Do you have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight?" He was commenting on my question, should I continue to invest in this project? What should I do? He said, "Do you have a fighting chance to make it go forward, or are you at a point where you just have a chance to fight?" Perhaps the hardest decision a small business owner ever faces is when to end a business pursuit, whether it be a new product or an acquisition, or, and this is the mother of all Concord questions, if it's time to close the business. I've had to do it before, folks. It is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. The reason for the anguish is because for every 100 entrepreneurs who succumb to the Concord fallacy and stay too long at the dance, there is that one who, against all odds, pushed on one more day and emerged successfully. It can happen, folks, but the Concord fallacy takes more down than it relinquishes. Such big decisions are why being a small business owner is not for sissies. So remember, folks, when faced with a Concord fallacy question, how much have I got invested? How much time and money have I got invested? Do I want to leave that behind me? When faced with that decision, remember to ask yourself the Concord question. Do I have a chance to fight? Do I have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? That's the Concord question. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.